It is Monday. And of course, that means it's Ask Matt Monday. I'm telling you, these daily shows people are listening to, we had our first Sunday daily show yesterday. And Sundays have typically been a low download day for most podcasts. It definitely was on Truth with Consequences. And our downloads were really great. So I think to answer one of our questions we had, we're doing the daily shows, and I think we might start now. This might mean we won't have an in-depth show for a while, but I'm going to wait till I get an interview, I think, to do an in-depth show. But I think people are enjoying them, and we're going to get started. It's Total Engagement Ask Matt Monday on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our partners over at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet wrestling news site on the planet. We're going to start our questions, of course, with our Facebook page. We're trying to grow that Facebook page, everybody. And as we do, I'm going to add more and more stuff. Hint, hint, we're going to put some music on there. And on Facebook, we're going to start with Joey K, who asks, who do you feel is the most overrated wrestler and the most underrated wrestler on the current roster? Now, my instinct says Seth Rollins, but I just had an idea. I'm going to call Matthew in here. Hold on one second. So when you ask me who's overrated and underrated, I feel a little pressure. I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask. My son is here. Matthew, say hi.
Hey.
And you watch a lot of wrestling?
Yeah.
So if I said who, this answers a question on our Facebook, who is the most underrated or overrated wrestler on the current roster from Joey K on Facebook, WWE roster. Anybody coming to mind?
Seth Rollins is pretty overrated.
Oh, my God. I just said that. That's crazy. What about underrated? Sami Zayn?
No.
Okay.
El
Generico?
No.
Okay.
Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre is your most underrated person. That's a good answer, because do you feel he should be at the top?
Yeah.
Do you have a bias towards Drew McIntyre because he was so nice to you?
A little bit.
Yeah, he was pretty nice. From Samantha Sayer, who is an up-and-coming wrestler that you would like to have an in-depth interview with? That's for me, but you were the one who kind of tipped me off to some of the guys that are hot now. She suggests Darby Allin. Who do you think I should have out of all these cool wrestlers I might not know? Who do you think I should have?
I think Orange Cassidy would be pretty huge.
I'd love to. Okay, so Justin Harvey asks, who in your opinion is the most attractive female wrestler in WWE? Justin Harvey's trying to get me in trouble, because women are much more than just their physical appearance. Why, when we judge a male wrestler, do we judge them on their ability? But a female wrestler, the answer is Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan is the answer, I think. Do you have an answer for yourself, Matthew?
Mandy, probably.
Mandy yeah. Rose. What are your thoughts on Charlie, the announcer, backstage Raw? Have you noticed Charlie?
Noticed Charlie.
Okay, there we go. Of course, follow us over on our Facebook page. That's where those questions came. Are you shaking your head at me?
Mm-hmm.
Those questions all came from our Facebook page. Make sure to get on our Facebook page. But for those of you who interact on Twitter, you can follow us at Matt Kuhn TE. And we have a lot of questions on there. Matthew, you want to stick around and help?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, this is a good question from Jason David. Your thoughts on the WWE quarter two investor call where Vince McMahon said the WWE will never go back to the gory crap that we've graduated from. Talking about blood and guts. One of our competitors used blood and guts. What do you think of Vince McMahon using that as a differentiator now, that he's saying they use blood and guts and we've evolved from that? We have a more sophisticated product. He actually said that. What are your thoughts on that, Matthew?
I think the fans enjoy seeing blood and guts.
Do you enjoy blood and guts?
I do.
Okay. For me, I think it's kind of weird to say something like that when you think about the Kevin Owens headbutt, you think about the Randy Orton elbow, and you also think of other things that might not... Our dog is spinning around in circles over there. That might not relay the idea of a evolved product, like, you know, people wrestling until midnight and then having to drive themselves 4 hours. Do you like to grill? And if so, what and what spices do you use? So, no, we don't grill. We order food, or we go to restaurants. But if we do cook, what is our spice? What is our home spice?
Montreal
steak seasoning, the greatest stuff in the world. This is a good question. Thoughts on Montez Ford from Dr. Strangeblaze at Doc Strangeblaze on Twitter. Matthew, what are my thoughts on Montez Ford? You've heard me talk about him.
Yeah, you think he's really good.
I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I think he's great. Love him on the mic. He's going to be a huge, huge star. I don't have a lot of confidence in WWE to use him correctly. I think WWE is showing what they're going to do with him. But I think he has unlimited potential. What do you think of Montez Ford?
Yeah, I think he is really good, and I think he outshines Angelo Dawkins every time they're on screen together.
Every team needs a Marty.
Yeah.
Every team. What do you... This is... We'll ask you first. Where do you see MJF in 5 years?
Probably as AEW World Champion.
I see him as the biggest babyface on the planet. Maybe not in 5 years, but 2 or 3 years. Because he's so hated, and he's so good at being hated. When the fans turn him, it's going to be crazy good. From Hoop, our good friend Hoop. You remember Hoop?
Yeah, I remember Hoop.
He wore a suit.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys. One of the suit bald guys.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Any idea? Did you figure out what's going on?
It's a cult.
It's a cult?
Jay-Z's the leader.
Jay-Z's the leader. So what do you think about a cult that Jay-Z Flair is the leader of? It's not much of a cult.
No.
We're not talking the Manson family.
No.
We're talking like the Hanson family.
I don't...
It's like the Hansons, the band?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Can you explain to some folks the difference between a good wrestler and a successful wrestler? What do you think?
Roman Reigns. That's it.
I think they were going for a lot of debate going on, the Joey Ryan thing, you know? So I would say a good wrestler is indefinable, and it's in the eye of the beholder. A successful wrestler is one that has money in their bank account. So say what you want about Hulk Hogan, but he might be the greatest wrestler in the world. He's got plenty of money if you think about success correlating to quality. From Sober Wrestling, at Sober Wrestling on Twitter. He's a big listener to the show. We interact a lot. And this spurred a lot of conversation and some really bad, low IQ tweets from some people. Sorry. Is Cody Rhodes the most significant wrestler of the 2010s? Do you think Cody Rhodes is the most significant wrestler of the 2010s?
No. I think he is a significant wrestler of the 2010s, but I don't think... He is the most significant wrestler.
Who is the most significant wrestler of 2010s that are now almost over?
Probably John Cena.
That's pretty damn solid. And there was some talk, you know, further down about him being the next Jeff Jarrett. Y'all don't understand what he did. If you're saying, oh, he was a mid-carder, but now he's in AEW, he's being positioned as this big deal because he's got the relationship with these people, y'all don't get what Cody Rhodes did. Cody Rhodes put himself in position and to do that. And I think a lot of people make that criticism, have never really been able to put themselves in position somewhere. From Dominic Carrizo, how many of these white claws would it take for you to get hammered? Matthew, you just came from your mom's house. What do you see on my studio desk right now?
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 white claws.
Empty white claws.
Empty white claws.
The answer is 24. It would take 24. Which wrestler out there, not signed by AEW or WWE, do you think is the most coveted by both companies? And who has the best chance to land him or her? I really love to see Tessa Blanchard in WWE. Matthew, who do you think is the wrestler out there not signed by AEW or WWE that they both would covet? And who do you think would get that person?
I think Tessa Blanchard is probably the best example of that because she already wrestled for
She was at All In, yeah.
Yeah, and they've mentioned her a couple times since then. They've mentioned their interest in her, and I think... But she also has wrestled in NXT before.
So Tessa Blanchard's getting a lot of attention for what she's doing in TNA, really building her up. Sami Callihan Impact, excuse me, asshole. he's 17, I can call him an asshole. So I think your answer was really terrible.
How so?
Well, the correct answer is Will Ospreay. Will Ospreay is the one wrestler WWE and AEW should covet the most. And I think WWE will not get him. I think he will end up in AEW. Would you disagree with that?
I think he's going to stay in New Japan forever.
But he's so young, dude. Like, when he's 30, 32, like, you're 17, which means you're one of the dumbest people on the planet. The stuff, I mean, no offense. When you turn 20, you're going to be like, I was stupid when I was 17. 30-year-old Will Ospreay is not going to be 25-year-old Will Ospreay. I imagine his philosophy will change. Of course, you're too young and dumb to know that. Can you appreciate that?
Yeah, probably.
But I mean, called you dumb 4 times.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
That's the way it goes. Matthew, I'd like to thank you for joining us. Can we count on you joining us here again? Would you accept an invitation from me to come back on?
For an amount of money.
Well, I mean, obviously you live in the lap of luxury here, so what else could you need? But what do you think of this edition of Total Engagement, Matthew? Has it been the most thrilling thing you've done all day?
Yeah. More thrilling than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
We saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was the longest damn movie of my life.
What'd you think? 165 minutes.
Holy shit! I almost died. Oh my god! if you're gonna have me in a 3-hour movie, you better have 40 goddamn superheroes in it. You know, that's the rule. That's the rule from now on. All right, so we'll see you on Total Engagement.
See you.
I'm not good at this. All right, well, tune in tomorrow. I think we're gonna have our Raw post show tomorrow on Total Engagement, brought to you on the. Do you know what it's brought to you on? Even.
MLW Radio Network.
Oh, MLW Radio Network, and partnered with our good buddies over at
WrestleZone.
WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read internet wrestling news site on the planet.